Hello.
Okay, Mark, I have the county on the line with us.
Hi, sir. May I please have your social security number in order to get started?
205-58-6079.
You said 6079? Like 6079?
Yes.
Okay. What is your name and your date of birth?
Mark Trower, 3970.
And then your address and telephone number as well.
4712 Lieber Street, Philadelphia, PA 19124, apartment F2. Telephone number is 267-702-8987.
Thank you. And then how can I assist you?
So Mark has been applied for the waiver program. He's passed the over 30-day, approval period.
Hold on. Sir, I have to have permission to speak to the other individual on the line before I can say anything further so we don't violate HIPAA laws.
Yeah, you have permission.
And then, ma'am, what is your name?
My name is Shira.
Is it S-H-I-R-A?
Yeah.
And then from what agency?
Family First Care LLC.
So, before we even get started, what you're calling about is 100% out of our scope. For anything that involves waiver, we have to send a ticket to the county to have them call back. So I'm going to get that started.
Okay. Well, the county, we did do this call again last week or in the beginning of the week. The patient is over the review period for...
I don't know what a review period is, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. It's 100% out of our scope.
So who can we talk to?
I have to send it to, well, I'm going to send it to the county assistance office for the worker who's assigned to the application to give a call back.
So how do we get in touch with the county office?
They're going to call him back.
Is there a direct number? Okay.
I can give you the direct number, but it's going to route you right back here, in which you'll probably sit on hold for an hour and get told the same thing. But I can give you the number. It's entirely up to you.
No. So I just want to see, is there anything in his notes? Anything at all?
I can read you the notes, but I can't answer any questions. One second.
I mean, I respect everything you're saying. Just for clarity purposes, I mean, I've called into this number before with other participants, and we've gotten
Yes, ma'am, but I follow the rules. I can't speak for other individuals. I follow the rules. I don't want to risk my job. I follow the rules. Not everyone does. The response to the previous ticket says, not yet providing full financials for review. Each application has also been assigned to a different worker. All docs reviewed from first application through current. It is noted the client was in NH for extended stay and didn't have open bank accounts for the full look-back period. Income previously deposited to RFMS account overseen by NH. Notes on the case require clarification. Place said to be in NH through 2025. Account statements provided go back to August 24 for checking and October for savings, both with time. That's all it says.
Mark, do you have any comments
on that?
I don't
know what that means.
I don't know all the initials and everything. I don't know. I've proven everything that I said I was supposed to do.
So as for the last call, I mean, I have a call reference number. Do you see that on file?
That's what the notes are, ma'am.
Do you see the call reference number?
Yes, ma'am. And that's what the call notes are.
The call notes, it says that this is 30 days overdue. Do you see that stated?
I do. It says notes team application is in reconsideration. Ticket number is 260-279-057.
Okay, and we also see here that the patient does not need to submit anything else.
But ma'am, that's what I'm telling you. It's out of our scope. I have to put a ticket in for them to call back.
I understand that. Ma'am, I'm with you. I'm on your side. I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to match up the same
information. But you're
pushing
for information that I can't provide. I don't know the time frame. I don't know what's needed. I cannot assist with waiver. It is out of our scope.
You say it's out of our scope, but obviously it's not because I've spoken to other representatives.
It is out of our scope, ma'am. It is the customer service center. We do not handle waiver.
That's fine. From my understanding, I know that, right? But we called the county, right? And
this is
we
not
called
the
you
county.
I understand. We called you guys last week, and you said there was nothing else you need to submit, but you're giving me different information from the same call reference number. So did the representative put something down that they didn't tell us? So that's what I'm trying to gauge to help my client here who's been in this process for so long.
That was the response to the ticket.
So you can't tell us right now if he needs to submit anything?
I cannot. I don't know because it is out of our scope.
When you say out of your scope, what does that mean?
We are not trained at all in waiver.
That's fine.
It
but
is
you can 100%
out of our scope. I just read you the notes, ma'am.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this is not productive. We're going in circles. I do have the request in. The caseworker is going to be calling back. They have until Monday. That means they can call today, they can call tomorrow, or they can call Monday up until 5 p.m.
Right. We did the same thing last week. He never got any call. So as much as
there
you feel like we're going in circles, I'm going to try and also do my job. Okay? So again.
Would you like me to put another escalation in?
Yes, if that's possible. I just want to make sure and confirm because from what you read from the note, it said something about him missing financials, but last time the representative said he didn't need to submit anything. So I just want to gauge as to why, what's the confusion? Is it on our part
so
or what else?
So I can put a request in for a supervisor callback as well. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I put that together.
Mark, I'm sorry. Sometimes they act like robots, and sometimes it's just...
She's trying to tell you, she's not going to answer any questions you ask.
No, I understand, Mark, but sometimes they can. They're allowed to. They don't have to be obnoxious. I mean, we wait for over an hour to get through to them, you know? They don't have to act inhuman, so that's the only thing.
I don't know what to say.
Mark, I'm trying to help you. You know that, right?
Yes. But don't get upset with me.
I'm not upset with you. I'm not upset with you.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you're forcing people to do stuff that they're not going to do. I know you're trying to help me, but I've been through this crap before I came to you. I've been doing this longer than I've been working with you.
Okay.
This is the bullshit I've been going through.
So, Mark, I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to allow her to send in. We're going to say thank you for her help. And then if you hear something, you'll let me know, okay?
What is this? Why are you get upset with me now?
I'm not upset. It's just we wait over an hour to get through to them, and they are able to help us.
I've been through this.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, huh?
Okay.
Why do you think it's taking so long? Why do you think I get frustrated? Because I'm getting a runaround for the 100th time.
Right. Well,
And now you get an attitude. Now you know how
I'm not giving any attitude, Mark. Let's make that perfectly clear. I waited over an hour to get through
for you. Right. That escalation is in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much for all your help. We're going to wish you a good day.
You
Thank
have a
you.
Great day. Right now.